إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. مما بعد، once again I welcome all of you into our classes. And before we continue reading in the subject of tonight, once again a reminder that we try to bring as much as we can about the importance of seeking knowledge and acquiring sound understanding of the deen of Allah. The hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim on the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, who reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May yuridillahu bi khayran yufaqihu fi ddeen." If Allah intends good for a person, He grant them the sound understanding of the religion. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله الفقه في الدين هو علامة الخير. This is a sign of good, to be upon good, from the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, that a person is having sound understanding. May Allah grant us sound understanding, but we have to work for it. We have to follow the means, not just sit back and being lazy and not attending the classes, not opening the books, not trying our best to struggle a little bit extra to put some work towards learning the deen of Allah. Our noble scholar, he says, the time you spend in the circles of knowledge trying to learn your deen is the best time of your life. There is nothing else that you may put your time into better than this. But for those who have good intention, of course. And that's another reminder, we have to always correct our intentions. Always, shaitan is not going to leave us alone. The nafs always wants to be forward in the front, to be praised. We have to be mindful of these matters and correct our intentions. Why are we here? Ask yourself that question. Why are you in this circle of knowledge? Why are you reading the book? Why are you listening to this tape or the CD? Why are you trying to? For what reason? We want to remove ignorance for ourselves and try others, inshallah, try to help others, inshallah. That being said, and we continue as every Wednesday. We started last week reading from this book, Al-I'tiqad al-Wajib Nahwa al-Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that which is obligatory upon us, the belief that is obligatory upon us towards the companions. What should be our aqidah and our belief towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anhum. By Fadilat al-Shaykh al-Doktor Falah bin Ismail Mandikar, hafidahullah. Al-Dars al-Thani, in the second class tonight, Al-Sahaba fi al-Kitabi wa-Sunnah. Now he's going to mention the virtue and the makana and the place of the companions in the Book of Allah, in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala, إن الناظر في نصوص الكتاب والسنة لا يدرك بوضوح وجلاء الفضل العظيم والمنزلة السامية والمكانة الرفيعة التي نالها أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, when you examine the texts, when you read the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, you will find it clearly. with no ambiguity whatsoever. You will find that these texts, there are texts in the Quran and Sunnah that highlight the great virtue of the companions, their great rank that they have reached, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أولئك الذين اختارهم الله واصطفاهم لصحبة نبيه ومصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم ونصرة دينه. They are those whom Allah has chosen. The companions, Allah chose them to leave at that time. He chose them to be the companions of His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah chose the companions to defend His religion. أولئك الذين صدقوا في إيمانهم بالله تعالى ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم, they were truthful in their belief in Allah. The companions were truthful in their iman, in their belief in Allah, and in their belief in the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله ونصرة دينه. وحمل رسالته إلى خلقه بصدق وإخلاص وتضحية حتى استقام الأمر وانتشر الدين على أيديهم في أرض الله تعالى وبين عباد الله. نعم, they strive with their wealth and their own selves in the path of Allah. They put forward their lives, their wealth, to protect the deen of Allah and to convey the message of Allah and to disseminate it after they learned it from the Prophet ﷺ. They sacrifice, they make many sacrifices to disseminate this deen of Allah in the land, so that it reached the servants of Allah. They were truthful and sincere while doing this, while making some serious sacrifices. They were also truthful and sincere in disseminating this deen of Allah to the servants of Allah. And they continue to do this until Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala established his deen throughout many places on the earth amongst his servants. فَكَانَ لَهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ فَضْلٌ وَمِنَّا عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. So them, meaning the companions of Ridwanullahi alayhim, anyone that now come after them and upon Islam, upon the Sunnah, should have nothing but love and respect for them. Because through them, this deen reached us. Through their sacrifices, by Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through their sacrifices, now that there are Muslims in China, and Bangladesh, and Pakistan, and India, and Syria, and Turkey, and Europe, and America, and Africa, and the like. Because of their efforts. واستحقوا جميل الذكر والثناء من الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز ومن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته الغراء. Because of their sacrifices, their struggle, their truthfulness, sincerity in conveying the message of Allah, in disseminating the deen of Allah, they deserve the praises. And they are praised in the Book of Allah and praised in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فمما جاء في فضلهم أي يعني في فضل الصحابة في كتاب الله تعالى قول الله تعالى في سورة آل عمران كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Now the Shaykh is going to start mentioning some of the texts in the Quran that highlight their virtue, the virtue of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim. From that the Shaykh quoted the ayah 110 of Surah Ali Imran. You are the best of people. You are the best of people ever raised up for mankind. وقوله تعالى في سورة البقرة. Shaykh mentioned the ayah 143 in Surah البقرة. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. Thus we have made you a just and the best nation, that you be witnesses over mankind, and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be a witness over you. Be a witness over you. قال فالصحابة هم المخاطبون المشافهون بهذه الآيات. He says, the Sahaba, they are the ones that have been addressed. You were the best. They are the ones that are addressed in these verses. فهم أولى الناس والخلق بالخيرية. Because they are the best of the people after the prophets and the messengers of Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ يَدْخُلُ مَعَهُمْ غَيْرَهُمْ. Yes, they are addressed in these verses, but they are not the only one. Others are included. وَلَا يَكُونُ لِغَيْرِهِمْ هَذِهِ الْمَنْزِلَ إِلَّا مَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ وَاقْتَفَ آثَارَهُمْ وَالْتَزَمَ هَدِيَهُمْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ. So they are the ones that are addressed, but yet others could be amongst them in this khayriya, upon this good, but not for anyone, but only for those who follow the path of the companions with perfection and emulate their example and follow their footsteps and hold on firm to their guidance, the guidance of the companions with one Allah alayhim, then that person will be included in this ayat, and this ayat addressed this person as well as he addressed the companions ridwanullahi alayhim.
وَمِمَّا يُبَيِّنُ وَيُوَضِّحُ مَنْزِلَتَهُمْ هَذِهِ قَوْلُ رَسُولِنَا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرُ أُمَّةِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. And the Shaykh mentioned a hadith. It's agreed upon, and another one that is in Sahih al-Bukhari with a similar and close wordings that carry the same meaning, which the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith that highlights clearly the virtue and the great makana and position of the companions ridwanullahi alayhim. When our beloved Messenger ﷺ said, the best of my ummah, in another narration, the best of the people is my generation, the companions. These are the best. The best of this ummah, the best of the people is my generation. And then those who come after them, and those who come after them.
ومن النصوص أيضا قول الله تعالى في سورة التوبة الآية 100 والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun, those who migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar, the citizens of Al-Madinah who helped and gave aid to the Muhajirun, and also those who follow them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, paradise, to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success. The Shaykh, not in this book, but
on another places, in a couple of his lectures when he was here in the US, Hafidhahullah, he elaborated on this ayah 100 of Surah At-Tawbah. I will share with you in summary, in a summarized way. That he said here, look at the bounty of Allah. Allah is talking about a great reward here. The pleasure of Allah is for certain people. Certain people are pleased with Allah and He is pleased with them. And He has prepared for them gardens of paradise. And underneath flow rivers. They will dwell in them forever, and that's the supreme success. All of these benefits, this great reward for who? For three people. Three categories of people. The Muhajirun, the Ansar, and those who follow them with perfection. And then the Shaykh, he says, as for us, we cannot be from the Muhajirun and the Ansar. We just can't. So we have only what? One category that is left for us. What is it? It's to follow their footsteps. To follow those whom Allah is pleased with and they are pleased with Him. The companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-muhajirun wal-ansar. To follow them whenever we want. Do we follow them according to whatever we feel like following them? In one field, not the other? No. The ulama, they said, you follow them with perfection. You follow the companions, emulate their example in aqidah, in the creed, in ibadat, actions of worship, in akhlaq, manners and etiquettes, in manhaj, in transactions and dealings, in everything. You try to learn what they were upon. And then the Shaykh, he says, be aware that you may be on a fourth category, which is, there is fourth category. Of people of bid'ah and innovations, those who they think it's okay for them not to be upon the way of the companions. He says, be aware of being on another category other than this third one, because the first and the second we cannot be. We are not from the Muhajirun, and we can never be from the Ansar. But that third category, those who follow them with perfection. He said, be aware that you may find yourself on any category other than this third one. Because you will be destroyed. You are not going to be upon guidance. The only way you can be upon guidance is you follow the path and you be upon the guidance of the companions. Then the Shaykh, Hafidhahullah, he continued to mention the texts. From the text he says, the ayah 10, in Surah Al-Hadid. In Surah Al-Hadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not equal among you are those who spent and fought before the conquering of Mecca, with those among you who did so later. Such are higher in degree than those who spent and fought afterwards. But to all Allah has promised the best reward. But to all Allah has promised the best reward. And Allah is all aware of what you do. The Shaykh, he mentioned then the ayah 18 in Surah Al-Fath. The ayah 18 in Surah Al-Fath. قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا. Indeed, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave their bay'ah, pledge, to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The believers here are the companions. They're the ones that give bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions. So Allah is pleased with them. Those who give bay'ah to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pledge under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts. And he sent down a sakina, calmness and tranquility upon them. And he rewarded them with a near victory. وفي سورة الأنفال, the Shaykh now he mentioned another text, the ayah 74 of Surah Al-Anfal. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى والذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. والذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. And those who believed and immigrated and strove hard in the cause of Allah, as well as those who gave them asylum and aid, these are the believers in very truth. For them is forgiveness and a rizqun kareem, a generous provision, i.e. paradise. The Shaykh then he mentioned an ayah 23 in Surah Al-Ahzab. قال الله تعالى من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. They were true to their covenant. They've been true to their covenant with Allah and showed and some of them are still waiting. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَدَ نَحْبَ So some of them have been martyred and some of them are still waiting. But they have never changed. They have never changed their covenant, which they concluded with Allah in the list. قال الشيخ إلى غير ذلك من الآيات الكثيرات التي نص الله تبارك وتعالى فيها على فضلهم ومنزلتهم وما وعدهم به في الدنيا والآخرة ورضاه عنهم وعن سلوكهم ومغفرته لهم لعظيم صدقهم في عهدهم والتزامهم بدين الله تعالى والذب عنه. After mentioning these verses, the Shaykh says there is so many other texts and verses in the Quran in which is highlighted clearly their virtue and their high rank, along with what Allah has promised them in this life and in the hereafter. With that you will find that Allah is pleased with them, pleased on their behaviors. Allah has forgiven them. Why? Because of them being truthful in their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They accepted Islam and they were truthful. They were truthful upon Islam. They adhered truly to the deen of Allah. Not only that, but they protected the deen of Allah. And they put their lives and their wealth in the front for that. وَمِمَّا جَاءَ فِي فَضْلِهِمْ فِي سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النجوم أمنة للسماء فإذا ذهبت النجوم أتى السماء ما توعد وأنا أمنة لأصحابي فإذا ذهبت أتى أصحابي ما يوعدون وأصحابي أمنة لأمتي فإذا ذهب أصحابي أتى أمتي ما يوعدون. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that the stars are protection for the heaven. If they gone, then that which has been promised to happen to the heaven will occur. Likewise, he says that himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a protection and a shield for his companions. If he dies, then it will occur upon the companions that which is promised for them to happen. Likewise, the companions, they are a shield and protection for this ummah. When they die, this ummah will receive that which they were promised. And this hadith, he mentioned another hadith, is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Imam Muslim mentioned in his Sahih, along with the one we just mentioned. لا يدخل النار إن شاء الله من أصحاب الشجرة أحدا. That إن شاء الله, no one from the people who give pledge under the tree will enter the fire. Will enter the fire. إلى غير ذلك من الأحاديث الكثيرة التي تبين فضل الصحابة أو طائفة منهم أو بعضهم. مما يدل دلالة واضحة على علو منزلتهم وعظيم فضلهم لسابقتهم في الإسلام وصدقهم وإخلاصهم في دين الله تبارك وتعالى. Sheikh quote these narrations, so there is many others that highlight clearly the virtue of the Sahaba or a group of them or some of them, which is in itself a clear proof for their higher rank, great virtue. Because they are the first one to accept Islam. And because of their truthfulness in their iman and their sincerity while adhering to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الشيخ الصحابة في أقوال السلف. Another title. Still in the same book, what the Salaf said about the companions. And the Salaf, our Salaf are the companions. In the first place, when you heard this word, the Salaf al-Salih, they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at-Tabi'un and at-Ba' at-Tabi'un. Those three generations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, they are the best. And our noble scholar, he says, and then whoever adhere to what they are upon, in truth, not just by claim. Can't someone just say he's Salafi, but he's ignorant. He don't want to learn the deen. Salafi is a liar. Find a person, he says he's Salafi, he cheats the people. Salafi, he fights the people. He says he's a Salafi, has no manners, want to fight the people outside in the parking lot, in front of the house of Allah. Some of them even do it in the house of Allah. They say they Salafis, beat up on their wives and their children. Some people, they say they Salafis, neglect their families. Why? Because he's still struggling with reefer and drugs, you know. He job, but he spend it on alcohol and stuff, and he neglecting his own family. And they say Salafi. Salafi has no hikmah, no wisdom in talking to the people, addressing matters, Salafis have no respect for the ulama. Yeah, we hear a lot of crazy things. They say he's Salafi, but they don't respect the statements of some of the scholars. A lot of crazy things. Salafi ignorant. They don't even know what Salafiyya is, except their own version of Salafiyya. Ya akhwan, when you hear this word Salaf, it has nothing to do with gangs. Salafiyya is not a gang based on colors. Some people do that. A true Salafi, if he's one of them. If he's not one of them, he's not. Salafiyya is not a gang. Salafiyya is the deen of Allah, that which Allah, that which the Prophet ﷺ left the companions upon. So you gotta be careful now. People will be like, oh, Salafi, look at their actions. See where they stand in their aqidah, in their belief. Because people, they can claim all they want. Some people even claim that they were the only Salafi masjid in the area. Ah, oh, we're the only Salafi masjid. If somebody wants to be upon the haqq, you gotta come with us. Actually, for us, we would love for every single masjid to be upon Salafi, alhamdulillah. Why it has to be only one masjid? Yeah, if you are upon the haqq, why don't you come and disseminate it to others? Why just you? Why just a group of people going to stay upon Salafiyya? And then, don't want to talk to nobody, don't want to give da'wah to nobody. And on top of that, you want to talk about those who want to give da'wah to the people? Especially those who, mashallah, have been advised by the ulama. Yes, go give da'wah. The sahaba, they went. They sacrificed to give da'wah. That's why this deen reached many places. Some people, they have their own version of Salafiyya. And that's very bad. And they hurt in only themselves. Some people, they say, oh, they hurt in Salafiyya. Salafiyya is not going to be harmed, akhi. This is the deen of Allah. Nobody can harm the deen of Allah. Those guys, they just harm themselves. Whether they are in America, or Europe, or Africa, or Asia, they are in an Arab country or non-Arab country, wherever they are, black or white, Arab or non-Arab, in East or West, they harm in themselves. If they only know. Because they can't harm the deen of Allah. Allah protects His deen. So it's very important for us, once again. Because subhanAllah, unfortunately, some people, the laymans, they have bad taste in their mouth about Salafiyya. Some people, they hear this term Salafi like they hear Jew and Christian. I don't want that. Well, you don't want this. You don't want what the companions were upon? You don't want this text to be applied on you? But what is the problem? Those who claim Salafiyya and subhanAllah, Salafi like I told you, and he don't pay the rent. He has a layman person, you know. A layman, his landlord is a layman, Sufi, you see? And now, akhi, treat him with goodness. If he says, pay the rent on the 1st, give it to him on the 26th. Give it to him on the 26th. You know, take care of his property. Give him a gift when you see him. Talk to him in a nice way. Now he's going to like, wait a minute. I know you're a Muslim, but what sect? Because it's for sure you don't act like many other Muslims I have before you. He's like, look, I'm a Muslim trying to be upon the right thing. What is this, man? Because I'm Muslim too. The way of the Salaf. Salaf? No, are you sure? Yeah. But the real term of Salaf, you know? Because the Salaf mean you are following the way of the companions. And this is what the companion is to do. And you can give them an example. Companion, they were truthful. They never break a promise. They never cheat anybody. Give them some examples. The example of the Prophet ﷺ, he kept his promise. How kind he was. People come and call him names and whatever, even harm him, but he's nice. He keeps his composure. Tell him, that's what we are upon. Like one of the companions, forget his name, he sent one of his boys to look for a horse for him. with a certain description, because the horse are not all the same. You know that, right? The horse is like cars. Not like, go get me a car. If somebody tell you, go get me Mercedes. Ah, okay. Sure. Alright, give me a Benz. 250. Alright? That's an E-class or C-class? What is it? Huh? Alright. Give me that E-class, okay? Now you give him a Chevy. What are you going to say? Okay, this is nice. Car is a car, right? No. So he sent him, he says, look, I want this horse with this. Because the brand, like a horse, are like, there is Arabian horses, there is Persian horses, there is I don't know what horses. Even the Arabian horses, they're very famous, by the way. There are so many brands and this and that. And so he told him, find me one. Finally, after he was searching, he find one. Then he asked the man, how much you want for it? For example, he said 300. All right, whatever the currency at that time. But the companion said to his friend, go tell the man, no, that's very cheap. The horse costs more than that. Subhanallah. No, the horse worth more than that. He went back to the man, the owner, he said, look, my master says, look, man, this horse actually he worth more than 300. The man was surprised. He's like, are you sure? I want 300. He says, no, he won't accept that. He won't buy it from me for 300. This, he worth more. He says, what about 400? He going back, 400. He sent him back, says, no. He's worth more than 400. And he can go back and forth until he get to the price, because the companion, he know the how much he worth. That man didn't know. Can you imagine you deal with somebody like that? You deal with somebody like that? Can you imagine? SubhanAllah, it's not like taking advantage of people. Can you imagine you want to go and buy a part or whatever, or watch, a Rolex watch, and you know it is a $5,000. But somebody don't know, just came to America, I don't know from where, from China, or from Chinese, they know. I assume they know, maybe they made it over there. Anyway, here is this person, don't know, somebody give him this watch, maybe his grandmother, whatever, and he's like, yeah, I want to sell it, how much? Can you give me $50? Oh, 50? Oh yeah, here. Bismillah. You know what? I give you 60, man, because you're my brother. It is how brother to his brother. Huh? Knowing that this watch costs 5,000, I'm giving you 60 because my brother, mashallah. Then the other one's like, Allah Akbar, man. He may cry thinking he's a real brother. But he cheated him right or wrong. Now later on he's gonna go and say, where is the watch? The grandmother, where's the watch? Well, mother, I sold it because I know you've been, I heard you on the phone, you know, like you're going through some hardship and you need some money for the heat, and I sold it. Thank you, you gave it to me. How much you sold? Oh man, this generous Muslim brother. Especially if the grandmother is not Muslim now. This Muslim brother, very good. I told him 50, he gave me 60. 60,000? No, $60. What? No. This is not a good brother. That man cheated you. Why? No, that's my brother. Could never cheat me. No, that watch at least $5,000 you get now. With no bargain. So now he's going to go to him and say, he's going to like, look man, deal is deal. Done deal, brother. He may even give him a hadith, right? Al-Bay'an, man, once you disperse, that's it. Akhi, this is not the case. The case is deception. You want to be upon the way of the Salaf. Likewise, you go to fix a car. Maybe you took your car to a kafir. And they says, look, we're going to do this work, this transmission work, for $2,500. Okay? And you know you went to your brother, and he's like, well, I'll do it for you for $500. And you're like, at least you were like, my brother, you're my brother, but wait a minute. I went to another guy right here, he says $2,500. Do you know, you're really sure that $500 will get you the parts and your work? Because some of them he may not know. Now he's like, look, okay, 500, here is 500. No, he will go to the junkyard to get it, like, just the transmission, it says like maybe 950. So what? You expect that Muslim brother to pay from his pocket because, oh, we have a deal? Okay, keep your word. Now you got to be, this is how you apply. You got to apply the way of the Salaf. Salaf or Salih, they are the companions in the first place. Until we act like they act, or at least try our best, then how are we going to continue, keep running, some of us keep running their mouths, Salafi, Salafi, but they cheat people. Salafi, Salafi, backbite people. Nobody is safe from their tongue, from their text messages. What Salafi is this? Please tell me. May Allah have mercy on us. But what's the problem? You find some people, they know and they keep supporting. These are my people. Why they are your people? Because of the color? They're not your people. Somebody who really is not acting Salafiyah, how are they going to be your people? How are they going to be your people? They're not on the same thing you're on. So how are they going to be your people? Somebody who's going flying, who's going south, or somebody going north, you're not going to be on the same direction. Give them advice. Advise them. Tell them, fear Allah, Juan. If you know any people, tell them, fear Allah, man. What you guys are doing is wrong. Salafiyah, but look at your behavior. You want to fight, you want this, you're yelling, you're throwing stuff, you're breaking things. Who Salafiyah is this? Salafiyah, you're not taking care of your children? Their own children go to the Sufi masjid for sadaqah. And he's a Salafi writing his mouth on the internet. We're the only Salafis around. These are reality. I'm in many places, and I know, because people call me. And those who are in the da'wah, they know too. Those are my brothers who are du'ats, and or they are imams in other masjid, they know. People call us. And of course, we're not going to expose people. We give advices. You see, if we tell you some names, even like subhanAllah. Right there on the internet, Salafi, he's the only... But their children are crying, suffering. Because they don't understand what Salafiyya mean. They don't. But those amongst us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised us to this level, knowing what Salafi mean. It's not just affiliation, just cut your pants above your ankle, that's it, you're Salafi number one. That's all you needed? Grow your beard and cut your pants, that's it, you're Salafi now. Alhamdulillah, that's a good thing. But what is the aqidah? What is the knowledge? What is the akhlaq? What is the patience? What is generosity? What is the bravery? What is, of course, bravery doesn't mean look, go look for trouble. What is the haqq? What is the truth? What is the humbleness? What is modesty? What is the amana, fulfilling the amana? Many things, ikhwan. Just follow the Salaf and do it your way. No, if you want to say you're Salafi, you gotta follow the way of the Salaf. Right or wrong, Abdul Majid? If somebody works for McDonald's but he's bringing some sofrito and some rice and beans, they don't cook rice and beans in there, man. If you work for certain people, you gotta go with their program, right or wrong? Okay, they tell you come at 5 o'clock, you don't come at 11. And if the one who's working for McDonald's, he's not gonna show up with the Wendy's t-shirt, what are they gonna say? Hey, oh, whoa, nice. Who are you? They might even know him. What are you doing in the kitchen? I work here. Work here with this Wendy's t-shirt in McDonald's? I don't care, man. A t-shirt is a t-shirt. No, they're like, look, man. There's work like that. You work for us, you're going to follow the rules. So now you're a Salafi, you want to come up with your own rules when dealing with the people or dealing with your family? No, you're going to follow the rules of Salafiyya. Bottom line. And once again, ya akhwan, we're saying this, and of course we're not saying this because, oh, hey, I'm out there. Nah, we all of us, may Allah have mercy on us. Amen. May Allah protect us from kibr, from arrogance, being arrogant. It doesn't matter, you grow up, you have knowledge, you got PhD or two or less or more, you memorize Quran, humble yourself. Never You will never be bigger than the Haqq. Even the greatest mountain, even the greatest mountain cannot be higher than the grass that grow on top of it. I know. Just can't. Now you're like, oh, I got it. I've been to Egypt. I studied for a couple of years. Now I'm better than all of the brothers in here. That's wrong, man. You've been to Egypt, study, alhamdulillah, for that opportunity. But there may be people here never left this soil. They may be better than you in the sight of Allah for their hearts. If you're better, show it. Sit down on a carpet and teach your brother what you learned. Yeah, you see? It's very important for us, Ikhwan, to remember this, to humble ourselves. Don't grow arrogant. If we learn, let us try to teach others. Let us try to help others, inshallah ta'ala.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon the way of the Salaf and to grant us the truthfulness and sincerity and ikhlas. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us and help us to follow them and to emulate their example in the truth, in their belief, in their ibadah, in their akhlaq, manners and etiquettes and the like. قال وأما الصحابة في أقوال السلف جاء عن السلف الصالح ومنهم الصحابة أنفسهم ومن جاء بعدهم ما يبين فضلهم رضي الله تعالى عنهم. Now as for this portion here, which is the companions in the statements of the Salaf, what the Salaf said about the companions, he says many statements from the Salaf of Salih, including the Sahaba themselves, what they say about the Sahaba, about the companions of Prophet ﷺ, and also statements of those who came after the Sahaba, from At-Tabi'un and the like. These are statements that highlight the virtue of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim. From that is the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. And this statement here is related by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. And Imam Al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala, he said it is sahih as a statement of Ibn Mas'ud. Because some people, he said, now this is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Ibn Mas'ud, he says, now that's weak. But as a statement of Ibn Mas'ud, yes, this is sound athar. That Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Indeed Allah looked at the hearts of his servants. فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَاسْتَفَاهُ لِنَفْسِهِ فَابْتَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ. And found that the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the best heart of all of the servants. So he chose him for his risala, for his message. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ بَعْدَ قَلْبِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فوجد قلوب أصحابه خير قلوب العباد فجعلهم وزراء نبيه يُقَاتِلُونَ عَلَى دِينِهِ. Said, and then Allah made the hearts, Allah looked at the hearts of the people after the Prophet ﷺ and find the hearts of the companions to be the best of the hearts. So He made them the helpers and the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. They fight and struggle to defend his religion. فَمَا رَأَى الْمُسْلِمُونَ حَسَنًا فَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حَسَنًا وَمَا رَأَوْ سَيِّئًا فَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سَيِّئًا. So that which they deem it to be good, it is that which is good with Allah. And that which they deem it bad, it is indeed that which is bad with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned the statement of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. قال من كان مستنا فليستن بمن قد مات أولئك أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا خير هذه الأمة أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها قلبا علما وأقلها تكلفا قوم اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ونقل دينه فتشبهوا بأخلاقهم وطرائقهم فهم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا على الهدى المستقيم والله ورب الكعبة. Says that he mentioned if anyone wants to follow the sunnah and the way of anyone, follow the way of those who died. Follow the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were the best of this ummah. They have the best hearts. They have the best knowledge, the deepest knowledge of the deen. They were away from the extreme. They were upon the middle course. Since they are people whom being chosen by Allah, they were chosen by Allah to be the companions of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to carry His religion. So therefore, emulate their manners and be upon their guidance and their path. Indeed, they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were upon guidance. They were upon the upright guidance. And then he swears, he says, Wallahi wa Rabbi al-Ka'ba, by Allah. The Shaykh, he mentioned that this athar, its isnad is weak, but it is strengthened, yataqawwa, it is strengthened by the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ أَيْضًا مَجَاءَ عَنِ الْحَسَنِ الْبَصْرِيِّ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ لَمَّا قِيلَ لَهُ أَخْبِرْنَا عَنْ صِفَةِ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah. فَبَكَى وَقَالْ. Also from the text, that which is transmitted from Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he's from Al-Tabi'een, Imam Al-Tabi'een, one of the Imams of Al-Tabi'een. When he was said to him, people said to him, inform us about, give us a description of the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Describe them for us. They didn't see them, because he saw them. He saw many of them. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he saw many companions. Not all of them, but many. So those who didn't, they say, describe them to us. He cried, began to cry. فَبَكَى وَقَالْ ظَهَرَتْ مِنْهُمْ عَلَامَاتُ الْخَيْرِ فِي السِّيمَى وَالسَّمْتِ وَالْهَدِي وَالصِّدْقِ وخشونة ملابسهم بالاقتصاد وممشاهم بالتواضع ومنطقهم بالعمل ومطعمهم ومشربهم بالطيب من الرزق وخضوعهم بالطاعة لربهم تعالى واستقادتهم للحق فيما أحبوا وكرهوا وإعطائهم الحق من أنفسهم ظمئت هواجرهم ونحلت أجسامهم واستخفوا بسخط المخلوقين في رضا الخالق لم يفرطوا في غضب ولم يحيفوا في جور ولم يجاوزوا حكم الله تعالى في القرآن، شغلوا الألسن بالذكر، بذلوا دماءهم حين استنصرهم، وبذلوا أموالهم حين استقرضهم، ولم يمنعهم خوفهم من المخلوقين، حسنت أخلاقهم وهانت مؤنتهم، وكفاهم اليسير من دنياهم إلى آخرتهم. الله أكبر. He says, describe, tell us something about the companions. Tell us something about the companions, who they are. He said, signs of all good were shown upon them in the way they talk and in the way they walk, in the way they do things and the way they look as well. They were upon guidance and they were truthful. And then he gave examples. He says, when you look at their clothing, they didn't care about wearing the best clothing. No. And when they walk, they humble and modest. And that which they say, it's proven with their actions. I don't just talk. They talk and act, do actions. If you want to know what they are upon, you will see it through their action, not just they talk to you about it. You will see it through their actions. Likewise, their food and drinks, they were from pure and lawful provisions. They humbled themselves to Allah, their Lord, by being obedient to Him. They comply with the truth, whether in the matter that they like or the matter they dislike. They always adhere to the haqq. And they stand by the truth, even if it's against themselves. The riding beasts get thirsty. Their bodies get weak and thinner for the sake of Allah. Traveling for the sake of Allah in jihad and the like. They didn't care what the people say about them as long as they please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the people are not pleased with them, that doesn't matter. As long as they please Allah. Now you find people, they care what the people said about them. They want to be praised by the people. No, them, they don't pay attention to what the people said to them or about them as long as they do and say what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they get angry, they don't go overboard. They always just. When someone is causing injustice, they will never take a side to anyone just because he's a family member or he's close or never. They side with the haqq and with the truth. And they never go against what Allah ruled in the Quran. They stop where the Quran commands them to stop. Their tongues were busy with the remembrance of Allah. These are the companions. These are the Salaf. Somebody's tongue is busy with the backbiting, and he says he's upon the way of the Salaf. What Salaf are you talking about? These are the Salaf. Apply the haqq on yourself, on anyone. Stop where the Quran command you to stop. Busy yourself and your tongue with the remembrance of Allah. Their blood, mashallah, when they are commanded to protect the deen of Allah, they participate. Likewise, whenever an ayah is revealed, whenever the Prophet ﷺ invite them to spend, they spend. They spend what they have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no fear from the creation because they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they fear Allah. Their akhlaq were the best the best manners, they have the best etiquettes. And since their hearts were attached to the Akhirah, the little bit of the dunya was enough for them. Since their hearts were planted in the hereafter, their bodies in this life, but the hearts are attached to the hereafter, the little bit was enough for them. And there is more. We will continue, inshallah ta'ala, in the next class. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.